Fighting will begin at midnight Eastern. A few hours later, Hamas is to release the first hostages. Mohamed Al-Ansari is the spokesman for Qatar's foreign ministry.
The lists have been approved. They have been given to both sides. The Palestinians have the list of those who will be released from Israeli prisons, and the Israelis have the list. The Mossad has a list of the hostages that will be released.
Al-Ansari says the U.S. was key to the agreement.
We are working very closely with the United States over this, and as you know, we had various delegations from the U.S. administration come here, the last of which was Brett McGurk, and before that, of course, Secretary Blinken.
In New York City, protesters briefly interrupting the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade by gluing their hand to the parade route, the march continuing around them. This is ABC News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your...
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Animal welfare advocates are suing to overturn Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. The Great Lakes Wildlife Alliance accuses Department of Natural Resources officials of violating the state's open meetings law and disregarding comments from wolf researchers and supporters. The holidays go on in Waukesha while the community remembers the attack that killed six people and wounded 60 others 2 years ago this week. A memorial was dedicated on Tuesday, and flags across Wisconsin were lowered yesterday.
Healing is a lot of hard work. It's not about pretending. Nobody heals alone. You need people with you.
Jen Kwiatkowski is a member of the Dancing Grannies troupe that marched in the parade that day. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. There's a little more than 31 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and Black Friday is the official start to the holiday shopping season. The National Retail Federation is predicting most of you will spend an average $800 on gifts, decorations, and more, which is up $50 from last year. Retail experts also say many shoppers are looking for the best deals and are planning to compare prices between Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday, trying to wrap up gift buying early in the season. It's actually not something new. The organizers of the Macy's Parade considered their event the start to the holiday season, and in the early years called it the Macy's Christmas Parade to encourage shoppers right after it. One more seasonal tie-in, the song called One Horse Open Sleigh, was meant for Thanksgiving. It instead became so popular during holiday shopping, it had to be renamed Jingle Bells. For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Terry Barr. The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Badgers win the Fort Myers tip-off. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team took home the trophy in the Fort Myers Classic, 69-61 over SMU. The Badgers never had the lead until 3 minutes left to play. Wisconsin's Chucky Hepburn.
Yeah, the point of emphasis was just getting the ball moving offensively because we knew that they would actually break. You know, we couldn't crack it the first side or second side of our offense, so we had to get it moving and keep it the offense fluent. And, you know, we were able to see openings and we were able to feed Steve down low and Tyler.
Up next, the Badgers host Western Illinois Monday night at the Kohl Center. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks fell behind by 21 in the first half and couldn't keep up with the Celtics in Boston. The final, Boston won 19, Milwaukee won 16. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
Whatever you do when you play the Celtics or a team like that, you got to multiply it by two.
That's Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. 29 this afternoon under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, 12. High of 28 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 26.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to previously recorded content. Enjoy.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenaire.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, 1106. Greg Bach is on the board, and you are joining us as well. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you ever want to call and or text, you can always check in. Very excited about our guest at 1133, Brian Mathiewicz from Wisconsin, broke the state record for the largest pumpkin and raised a pumpkin named Macy.
I didn't realize you named him.
Yeah, apparently you do. He named his pumpkin Macy after his daughter's yellow lab, weighed in at 2,420 pounds. It's so awesome.
I love how much. I love. Okay, Jane, I love. You get very. Not angry, but you get passionate about things like politics,
yes,
and injustice and things like that, as you should, as we all should. But the things that light you up, that trip your trigger, the birding and the pumpkin. I mean, I love just Frankie. Look at you. Look at you right now. If you're watching the live stream right now, nothing but pure joy over here in the host booth.
Absolutely. I'm an odd person.
You're a wonderful person.
There are just things that give me jollies that I don't know. And I hope everyone will jolly along with us. Coming up at 11:33, when Brian Mathiewicz joins us to talk about the great pumpkin that he grew. I want to kick off this hour, though. This is an article from CNN that came out last week. Remember all of the outcry when the Biden administration talked about hiring more IRS agents?
You mean 87,000 IRS agents that are going to ruin your life?
And they're all coming for you.
Yeah.
Well, the IRS has been coming for people. So far, they've collected $160 million in back taxes this year by cracking down on millionaires who have not paid what they owe. So my question is this bad? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. When the Biden administration was first talking about hiring more IRS agents, the outcry by some: this is a terrible idea. They're going to come for the little guy. They're coming for you. No, they're not coming for you.
No.
They're going after people who make a decent living.
They're going after the people who don't like it. That's those, their buddies. Yeah, they're contributors.
Right.
They're country club friends.
In September, the IRS began going after back taxes from about 1,600 taxpayers with incomes above $1 million and more than $250,000 in tax debt. And so far, the agency has closed 100 of those cases, collecting $122 million. From CNN again, the IRS also collected $38 million for more than 175 high-income earners, bringing the total so far this year to $160 million. Is this bad?
No.
And if so, why?
Yeah, actually, that's the thing is, if you think it's bad, convince me.
Right.
And I'm being dead serious. I'm not. And don't come at me with all taxes theft. That's bleh.
Well, nobody likes paying taxes.
No, I want to pay less tax. Or I'd like, you know, I mean, yeah, I just, if you are shirking your duty, you're using the loopholes and, but you still owe, then you got to pay. That's just it. You got to pay.
That's how the system is set up, folks.
Yes.
It just is. That's part of our rules.
Womp.
Yeah. But apparently, I know it's shocking. Not everyone likes to play by the rules. Texter 541. Do you think the reason Republican lawmakers are so mad is because they had to pay taxes again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Most of those guys and women are millionaires.
Are quite wealthy.
Yeah. And they got quite wealthy while being in their seat.
In some of these cases, and we will link this article to the show notes after the show is over. In one successful case, this person had to pay more than $15 million in restitution for falsifying personal expenses as deductible business expenses. So this is what this taxpayer deducted as business expenses. Building a 51,000-square-foot mansion with a pool and a pool house, tennis, basketball, and bocce courts. The same taxpayer falsified expenses for luxury vehicles, artwork, country club memberships, and homes for his kids. I feel so badly for him.
You know, the Biden administration is just coming after hardworking.
Yeah, the little guy.
Salt of the earth people who just want to have a pool in their pool, and that bocce, I bet you that $50 says that bocce ball court is now a pickleball court.
You're probably right. Yeah. Is this bad? Is this bad that the IRS is targeting people making over $1 million a year for not paying their back taxes? 844-967-2789. If it's bad, tell me, please explain to me why this is bad.
We got a comment on the live stream from Sarah that says, when the IRS doesn't have enough resources, they audit the people who don't have the money to fight it. Going after the wealthy requires more time, money, and lawyers.
You are absolutely right, Sarah. You know, wealthy people are able to hire accountants and have staff to try and tweak these things and hide these things.
Yeah.
And they are able to utilize loopholes that most little guys can't because the little guy doesn't have the money to do that. Another individual pleaded guilty last week to filing false returns and skimming almost $700,000 from his business. This person spent $110,000 on personal expenses and $500,000 in gambling. And now he had to pay up. They estimate, according to CNN, $688 billion were not collected in 2021. Almost $700 billion not collected during the tax year 2021. So this is why the Biden administration brought on more IRS agents to try and go after these people who it seems like they can afford to pay their taxes. We all manage somehow to pay our taxes.
I do, and I pay a lot of money to pay my taxes.
Right?
It's
part of our contract.
Yeah.
It's part of our contract for living in this country. 844-967-2789. Pat from Wausau is on the phone. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. So you say they're only going after millionaires?
Well, at least according to this article, Pat, on CNN, it says they got $160 million in back taxes this year by cracking down on millionaires who haven't paid what they owed. I'm not saying that the IRS doesn't go after smaller people, but this is a chunk of the electorate that's been getting away with not paying their fair share for a long time.
Okay.
Well, do you think it's bad?
Thank you very much.
Do you think
no,
it's
not at all? Everybody pay their fair share.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I mean, I don't like paying taxes. I'm assuming, Pat, you're not crazy about paying taxes, but you pay them, right?
Or move to Florida.
Don't they still have federal income tax in Florida?
no state tax. So.
No state tax.
No state tax, but still, you still have to pay federal income tax. I just don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair for someone to be able to write off the construction of a $51,000 personal property as one of their business expenses. That seems kind of twitchy to me.
Yeah, you had to have known that was going to happen one day. You knew you were going to get caught.
But they haven't gotten caught for a really long time.
But now they did.
Yeah. I think this is a good thing.
Oh, I really think that most people agree with you, Jane. I really do. I think, unless we get some millionaire or billionaire calling up saying, I don't like it, then I'm going to call the IRS and be like, I've got your man.
Yes, out yourself on our show if you're not paying your taxes.
That'd be amazing.
844-967-2789. IRS says it will focus now on cracking down on large corporations that have not been paying the taxes they owe.
Yeah. And to be clear, and I'm not going to speak for Jane, but I think you'll agree with me. If there's someone who makes, I don't know, $30,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, and they're doing the same thing, they're not paying or they're hiding their money or whatever, then yeah, they should have to pay as well. They should be dealt with the same way. But I mean, most of the money is going to come from these major corporations and millionaires and billionaires. That's just how it's going to be for right now.
Yes. 844-967-2789. The text line. Greg, that's $160 million less that these guys can't pay into local economies like their investment firms.
Boom.
Or alternate accounting specialists. Yes, that's a good point. Also, a question: if the government shuts down next month, that means we get a discount on our federal income taxes because we get a year with no federal expenses, right?
Oh yes, exactly. That's exactly how it goes. And then a year later, hello, this is the IRS. You're wrong.
I think you forgot something.
Yeah,
I think you forgot something. Well, again, I think this is a good thing. I feel. Everybody's paying with taxes. Nobody likes paying taxes. Most of us do. And I think that is part of our agreement as Americans that in order to keep a functioning government and, I don't know, things like roads and making sure we can drink water that's not poisoned and stuff like that. I think that's worth it.
I think it's worth it, too. There is a great quote from Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes who said, taxes are the price we pay for living in a civilized society.
It's true.
Period.
Yeah.
Done.
It's true. Well, go IRS. Just don't go after me. No, I When we come back, we're coming up against a break. When we come back, they're talking about bringing back driver's ed all across Wisconsin. So I want to know if you think this is a good thing or a bad thing. 844-967-2789. And it is also a special day in Wisconsin as designated by our own Oplander, Governor Tony Evers. We'll have all the details of that coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't ask me what I want it for. If you don't want to pay some more, because I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. And my advice for those who die.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to previously recorded content. Enjoy.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Jane Matinere.
I'm Carol Kane.
We are covering for Kristen Bry as she is on maternity leave. Wanted to wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving today.
Right.
You are listening to a best of replay of an earlier program where we talk all things turkey.
So put on the stretch pants, get yourself ready, because it's always a big day, and you know that everybody overeats, and it's okay. It's okay.
And naps are good.
Yes.
Naps after a big turkey dinner are very good. We wish you a very, very, very happy Thanksgiving. Love to you, love to your friends, love to your family.
Absolutely. This is the time of the season that I really embrace wholeheartedly, because it's so wonderful to be able to be around family and friends.
Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As the first leaf hits the ground, trees going up all around the town. The Christmas feeling creeping in, but there's a holiday that you can't forget. It's all right not to skip Thanksgiving. Give thanks for the life that you're living. It's time for joy, but there's still...
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Carol Kane with me in studio. Calvin's on the board.
Yep.
And you are always welcome to join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, if you ever want to call in or text. I want to remind you, too, to please download our free, very useful and snappy Civic Media app.
Yeah.
You can find it at all the places where you find apps, like the App Store.
At the App Store? Imagine
then,
that.
And then what's cool about that is, with our Civic Media app, you can listen to all of the stations across the Civic Media Network. You can listen to all the different shows. And then there's a little button on there where you can call and text directly to the show that you're listening to. So it's pretty slick. Check it out wherever you find your apps. Hard to believe Thanksgiving 1 week from today. You are not hosting this year.
No, I'm not. We're going to my sister's. But we're smoking a turkey, so we're bringing the turkey, and I'm making the stuffing, and I'm making the gravy. So I've got it all squared away.
You have an important role then in this Thanksgiving dinner.
I don't know about you, but I could make an entire meal out of the stuffing.
Absolutely. And that is the best part of Thanksgiving.
It's the best part with the gravy and stuff. I will tell you this. There was one year Lou and I were dating. And so this is a while ago, because we've been married almost 40 years. So we went to his brother and sister-in-law's for Thanksgiving. Now, I'm a gravy hound, too. So I'm sitting there, and I'm piled all the stuffing on my plate, and I'm
drowning it.
And finally, my soon-to-be sister-in-law leaned over, and she goes, "That's all I have."
Oh, Carol. And there's, what, a table of 25 people, and yeah. And you bogarted all the gravy?
I took all the gravy. Took it all. But, you know, whatever. That's what you get when you come when you host me.
So what is, because I'm very, very picky about stuffing, and I only like my mother's stuffing recipe, because as far as I'm concerned, there are things that should never be in stuffing.
Never. No craisins. Never. No craisins.
No craisins. No apples.
No.
Don't be sneaking up with me on that within your stuffing.
I don't even like sausage in my stuffing.
So what's in your stuffing?
I'm a purist. You know, I do the croutons. I saute up some celery and some onions, and I have fresh sage that I've grown, and I add some fresh sage, and I don't use water. I use chicken stock and butter, and a lot of butter.
That sounds really yummy.
Excellent.
I have tried to make my mother's recipe, because she used all the giblets.
Oh, sure. I do that to make like some chicken stock that I'll use in the stuffing. But like I'll boil the giblets, and then I don't cut them up and put them in the stuffing, but I give that to the dogs. But I do the sauce
to make the stock.
Yeah. Yeah. So your mom put the giblets in the
stuff? And but it would be like she would puree them. And then mix it in that way. And so I tried it once and it was okay, but there is still something magical about the way mom makes things.
Right.
I think we all feel that way about our mothers. Right. And most, maybe not. My mother wasn't the great. There were a lot of things that my mother was not.
Yeah. My mom,
she didn't particularly like cooking, but she rocked her stuffing, rocked the world.
There are a few things we always have to have. Now, you know, the green bean casserole, say what you will, but it's always got to be there.
It's a standard.
But my mom always, she would pressure cook like whole onions and she would make a cheese cream sauce. And we made like these cheesy, creamy onions.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's delicious. It's really delicious. I'm going to have to bring you some of my stuff.
I think you are. Calvin, do you have any strong feelings about stuffing? What absolutely should never go into stuffing?
I don't like sausage either. That's the one thing my mom puts in it because my dad likes it, and that turns me off. I like it without sausage. But besides that, just the traditional
standard
onion,
stuff.
Celery.
Yeah. But I'm with you. No fruit.
No.
Fruit's got to stay out of it.
And I know people who put fruit and nuts.
I don't want nuts in it either.
And, I mean, those are all things that I like, just not within the confines of my stuffing.
Right. I don't want crunchy stuff like the nuts in my stuffing. I like it to be mushy and soft. That's the way it is. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Stuffing standards.
Exactly.
We have stuffing standards we have to adhere to.
Exactly.
I am not a turkey fan, so when I do host Thanksgiving, we usually have enchiladas.
I was going to say, I think you do enchiladas, if I remember correctly.
We've done enchiladas. We've had chili fest, where I'll make different kinds of chili. But I'm just, my husband and I are not big
turkey fans.
Not big turkey fans, and I'm not sure why. So,
well, I brine my turkey.
Difference does that make?
It keeps it moist.
It seals in the moisture?
Yeah, because the salt kind of dries it out a little bit, and then it crisps up that skin and keeps that white meat.
Okay.
Because it's really hard to cook a whole turkey and have every piece like
come out the same.
Yeah. So, but I understand. I mean, I know a lot of people that aren't big turkey fans. So.
Have you ever deep fried one?
No, I like my house too much. I don't need to burn it down.
There have been so, honest to gosh, you guys, if you're going to deep fry a turkey for the first time, move it away from any structure that you care about, because you can go on YouTube and Google deep fried turkey videos, and it's really frightening, actually.
You
how many
really?
People have started their houses on fire
right.
by having this thing too close to their house.
Right. Because nobody takes into account the displacing of the oil.
When you dump the turkey in there.
Right.
Yeah.
And then if it flies over the side, there's your fire right there. We're pretty traditional when it comes to, you know, turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, that kind of
stuff. Pumpkin pie?
Yeah, Liz makes pumpkin pie out of actual pie pumpkins.
Good for her.
So she cooks the pumpkin and purees it.
Wow.
I know. She's weird. She likes to do that stuff.
You can buy canned pumpkin, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just mentioning.
The only thing about that when you do it that way is that it's not that orange. It's kind of a brown, so the color's maybe a little off-putting, but it's a really great, rich flavor of pumpkin.
All right, I'm hungry now. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Carol, my friend, will be back with me tomorrow.
Yep.
Calvin as well. Stay close for the news, followed by the Todd Alba Show from noon to 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you. Have a great day.
It's about time to celebrate Turkey Day. Thanksgiving, the forgotten holiday. It's about time that we celebrate Turkey Day. We spend time with friends and family. It's about time that we celebrate Turkey Day.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The gun deer season in Wisconsin is heading into its final weekend. A proposed bill in the state legislature aims to curb the spread of chronic wasting disease. Democratic Representative Katrina Shankland is proposing $2 million for carcass disposal sites and $100,000 to teach hunters about the brain wasting disease and why it's important to dispose of carcasses properly. Today's a big day in Greendale. The high school band is marching in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. The Greendale Band is one of just six high school bands from around the country to have the honor this year. It's the second time the Marching Panthers are appearing in the Macy's Parade. The last time was in 2016. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. A new survey is revealing some interesting things about the food you may be sharing this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, including the calories you may consume. A new Harris poll showing the majority of Americans say there's almost turkey, cranberries, and pumpkin pie as a guarantee. But the survey also reveals 65% of those responding don't even like some of these holiday dishes, yet eat it because of the tradition. The poll also indicates a surprising number of people say they actually prefer eating the leftovers during the weekend rather than the actual holiday meal. One result, which may not be surprising, the average number of calories consumed during your holiday dinner. It's around 4,500, about twice the calories suggested by health experts on any other day. For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Badgers win the Fort Myers tip-off. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team took home the trophy in the Fort Myers Classic, 69-61 over SMU. The Badgers never had the lead until 3 minutes left to play. Wisconsin's Chucky Hepburn.
Yeah, the point of emphasis was just getting the ball moving offensively because we knew that they would actually break. You know, we couldn't crack it the first side or second side of our offense, so we had to get it moving and keep it, the offense fluent. And, you know, we were able to see openings and we were able to feed Steve down low and Tyler.
Up next, the Badgers host Western Illinois Monday night at the Kohl Center. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks fell behind by 21 in the first half and couldn't keep up with the Celtics in Boston. The final, Boston won 19, Milwaukee won 16. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
Whatever you do when you play the Celtics or a team like that, you got to multiply it by two.
That's Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. 29 this afternoon under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, 12. High of 28 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 27.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Amory's radio station.
You're listening to previously recorded content. Enjoy.
Good morning,
And welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere filling in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Just a reminder that Kristen is joining us every Wednesday now at 10:30 from 10:30 to 11 to give us some updates from home. Her daughter, little Frankie, turns a month old tomorrow. But every Wednesday, Kristen will be joining us for some updates. And on days when she's being, many people are saying, the perfect child, she will be on the StreamYard with us so you can check her out as well. I am so excited about our next guest. He has made a history. The Wisconsin state pumpkin record used to be 2,283 pounds until Brian Matthewitz of Cleghorn came in with his pumpkin called Macy, which weighs 2,420 pounds. Welcome to the show, Brian Matthewitz. I'm so happy to have you with us.
Glad to join you today.
Well, were you surprised, first of all, when you broke the record?
Oh, my gosh, yes. So as a competition, there was 49 pumpkins at Stillwater Harvest Fest, and what they do is they do what's called over-the-top measurements where they determine and estimate the weight of the pumpkin. And I was put in fifth place out of the 49. So I felt pretty good about that. And it was taping 2,070 pounds, which was really cool because at the show this year, if you had the ability of growing a 2,000-pound pumpkin, you were awarded $1,000.
Oh, nice.
So I'm thinking this is cool. So yeah, so we're, you know, watching a couple pumpkins, and we talk about pumpkins going light or going heavy. That means they're, based on the estimate weight, they may not get to that weight, or they are actually way more dense than what the actual estimated weight is. And as we as I put my pumpkin on the scale, and they did a countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He pulled the towel, and for a split second, I thought it said 2,040 pounds. And then a double take, it was 2,420. And yeah, I kind of lost it. It was, everyone was going crazy and cheering. And yeah, it was a very memorable moment.
That's really cool, Brian. And first of all, who knew there were that many people interested in large pumpkin competitions? I had no idea.
Well, right. I mean, there's people that are interested in snowmobiles or interested in, you know, all kinds of different things, sports and what have you. There is a giant pumpkin commonwealth across the entire world of where large fruit, if you will, are grown and recorded. We do this for competition. So the giant pumpkin commonwealth, I'm not sure how long it's been going. A number of years, probably, I think there was a World Pumpkin Commonwealth back in the 80s, I think. And anyway, it just kept on going all over, you know, areas where they grow pumpkins, Belgium, France, Italy. It's just all kinds of places. And yeah, it's way bigger than I ever thought. I didn't really know much about it, but I got wind of it. And yeah, so glad to be a part of it.
Brian Matthewitz is our guest. His pumpkin, Macy, recently broke the state record for being a big girl, 2,420 pounds. Brian, what was the first year you got involved in this?
So about 5 years ago, the local community, Altoona, was going to have a ginormous pumpkin contest. And there was a seminar at a local business, right, that I do a lot of business called Down to Earth Garden Center, just south of Eau Claire. Cleghorn's just a few miles south of Eau Claire.
Right.
Anyway, I noticed that they're going to have this seminar. So I went and learned a few things. And, you know, I've gardened all my life, and I grew big pumpkins, and I put them on the end of my driveway. You know, I'd grow 6, 8, 10 of them per plant and sell them at the end of the driveway for 10, 20, 30, 40 bucks. And but I didn't know anything about this giant pumpkin thing. I learned some things that first year. You know, I had 2 or 3 on the plant, didn't do a whole lot, and brought it there. And by gosh, I got 640 pounds.
For your first time?
I'm like, For my first time, I was 640 pounds.
Wow.
And that was 5 years ago.
Wow. Oh, my God. Now you're up to 2,400?
Well, yeah. Well, that while I was there, it was kind of a rainy, gloomy day. And you know, I got to meet some of the pumpkin growers in the Midwest. And I just was just amazed as to how everybody wanted to help each other, you know, get their pumpkin to the scale. So that fall, that winter, I asked a lot of questions. There's a couple of fellas that probably got sick of me asking and texting them questions, but I wanted to figure this game out. Well, then the next year they had the Wisconsin Pumpkin Growers Association had a pumpkin tour. And I said, sure, come on over. And I got to meet some of I heard these names, you know, they were like almost celebrities in the pumpkin world, and they were at my place. Well, long and short of it, that year I grew a 1,644 pound pumpkin, almost 1,000 pounds more. And, I think I got like fifth place, and, then I was hooked.
we have a question from Andrew from Verona on the text line. And if you want to ask Brian a question, 844-967-2789. Andrew asks, Brian, I've heard growing pumpkins takes a ton of water. How often, how much did you have to water, especially since it was a dry year? Does that water bill deter you from trying this again next year?
Well, I live out in the country, so I do have my own well water, and the electricity probably went up 60 to 80 bucks a month. I have solar, so that really offsets it. But I'll be honest with you, I watered in the last 40 days through August and September, 6 to 8 hours a day. And my pump in two locations, those pumping 10, 12 gallons a minute. So you can do the math.
Those things must have been smoking, Brian. Those pumps must have had smoke coming off them.
Believe it or not, a week and a half after the pumpkin season was over, my well died. they pulled the well, and it was like only 2.5 years old, and it was shot.
Oh,
so
no.
Know what that means, but
oh, no. So what are, besides watering, which obviously is critically important, what are some of the other challenges to growing a ginormous pumpkin?
You know, it starts way in the beginning. You know, we have to decide to what seeds to plant, and then we got to get them germinated. And there's a trick to doing that. And we start that typically in the house, mid-April. And, you know, there's times you want them to germinate and they don't. And
sure.
So I had a failure the first time, had to go again. Well, then when that's done, then about early May, you have to set them outside. Well, you know, it's cold up here. So we make little tents and little heaters and run electric cords. You bury a heating cord under the ground below where you're going to plant it. You're dealing with it in there. You have to water it. And then if the sun comes out, even if it's 50 degrees out, them tents heat up pretty fast.
Sure.
You got to make sure they're open. Otherwise, you burn up the plant. And you're dealing with then as that comes off, you're dealing with insects, fungus, critters. It's just an ongoing, it's doing chores morning, afternoon, and night.
You are essentially babysitting large pumpkins.
Yes. I ended up, for some reason, decided to try the master gardener where you have to grow five fruits. So I had 17 vine fruits going on at once. I don't recommend that to anybody.
Brian, I have a really quick question for you. When do you sleep?
That's easy. You know, from 9 to 5. But I do my job from, you know, from 6 till 4 or 5, and then I'm basically outside till dark. You know, my wife comes home late, and we don't have any children here, so I have a love of gardening and the joy of being outdoors, outside, and that's what I do all summer.
It's wonderful.
Brian Matthewitz is our guest. He is the pumpkin king. His pumpkin, Macy, recently smashed the Wisconsin state record for pumpkins at 2,420 pounds. The critters, Brian, will just anything try and eat your pumpkins? Because I have to think, if you're a mouse, looking at a 20-pound pumpkin has got to be pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have to watch everything. And, yes, there are mouse traps. There are traps for striped gophers. I had a family of striped gophers living under one of the pumpkins.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, seven of them had to find another place. In,
they were relocated. They went to a farm further up north.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
Living their best lives.
Groundhogs can be a major problem. There's some people that really are challenged with them. But mice, the one year I caught 17 mice off of just round one pumpkin.
Wow.
We use stickies and peanut butter on traps. And, yeah, we just have to just let them know that this is not where they want to be. This year was challenging because the ground is hard and dry, except my pumpkin ground, and it was soft and moist. So it seemed like it attracted more than normal.
And so now Macy's been weighed and she's on display. Once that's done, then what happens with this 2,400-pound pumpkin?
Well, when people have giant pumpkins, they have a few options, and one of them is putting it on display. I have had three of my fruits, and currently I have a 1,581-pound giant squash that's also a Wisconsin record that is sitting over at the Minnesota Zoo.
Oh, cool.
With lights on it. Yeah, and last year and the year prior, they purchased my pumpkins. And what they do then is they put them on display for the month, and then they open them. We ask to get our seeds back because that's our genetics to line up for the following year or whatever.
Sure, sure.
And they literally feed them to the elephants.
Wow.
So, and then, like, I had my first one that we wanted to pick up. It was over 1,700 pounds, and we picked it up, and it cracked. And you're like, yeah, that's a punch in the gut.
Because that disqualifies you, I assume.
Well, no, it didn't even make the patch. We just picked it up, and there was cracked underneath. And basically, so then what we set them down, the other option is then you chop it up and put it right back in the ground because it's full of fertilizer and nutrients and whatnot. Macy will be displayed through end of October, early November at Down to Earth Garden Center off of Highway 93 south of Eau Claire. And when she is done, it had an unusual area of growth. So we've got a couple of friends. We're going to come over and we're literally going to cut it up and just learn from what we've seen and get all the seeds out of it.
That was another question from a texter, Brian. Do you sell seeds from Macy?
Well, the answer of Macy will be yes. So what we kind of do is we may hold a few seeds for our best friends or whatever they're in the grow that want to grow the pumpkin. Mm-hmm. You know, records are to be broken. So I look forward to giving it to some of the best growers in Wisconsin or whomever. Then what we do is we take them seeds and we send them to clubs. So there's, I don't know how many clubs there are, 30 plus clubs across the United States, from New York to Washington to California to Minnesota, everywhere. And they'll request some seeds, and what we do is we auction them off, and that's typically in February and March. And that allows dollars to be available for competition money. You know, some of these prizes, you know, are $6,000 plus for first place.
Wow.
And they'll drop $27,000 to $35,000 at a show.
Brian Matthewitz, hang on 1 second, Brian. We are coming up against a break. Don't go away. Brian Matthewitz, the Pumpkin King. Can you stick around for a couple more minutes, Brian?
Absolutely.
Great. We will be right back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches.
Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to previously recorded content. Enjoy.
Was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one really knows how the game is played, the art of the trade, how the sausage gets made. We just assume that it happens. No one else is in the room where it happened.
Welcome back to Asgo's Wisconsin. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Brian Matthewitz, who just smashed the Wisconsin pumpkin record with his pumpkin Macy at 2,420 pounds, is on the phone with us. Real quickly, though, before we finish up our conversation with Brian, Greg, we have talked to Keep Our Republic in the past. We have had them as guests on our show, and they're holding town-style forums across the state trying to restore faith in elections. So they actually bring in actual elected officials to explain how things work, and they are having a meeting tonight. It's a hyper-localized community engagement seminar trying to educate people around La Crosse on how elections in Wisconsin work. So that's going to be tonight at 6:30 at the La Crosse County Administrative Center in La Crosse. And they provided us with a live stream link. So if you can't go tonight, you can still watch it on the live stream and take advantage of this because it's really important.
I'll put those in the show notes today.
Yep, we will get them in the show notes. So give us a little time, maybe half hour up to an hour after the show is over, and we will get that up on there. Back to Brian Matthewitz, who grew this enormous pumpkin. I just love Brian. It just sounds like such a fun community to be a part of because you all sound very, very supportive of each other.
Oh, absolutely. I encourage anybody that has any interest to look up Wisconsin Pumpkin Growers Association on the web, become a member, be a part of us. We're a lot of fun. We all want to help each other do the best we can and get that pumpkin on the scale.
And were you ever tempted, Brian, with one of these big ones to carve it out? And I mean, you could make like a little pumpkin house for kids. They would lose their minds.
Jane would lose her mind.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I am not a carver, but there's some of the best guys around. Shannon Engel by Menominee. He's an amazing carver. He does a lot of carving for sport events. He's got one up at Mall America. He does a phenomenal job. At Stillwater, what they'll do is they'll actually take them out, gut them out, and they'll take them down the St. Croix River with canoes. And they'll have a pumpkin contest or a canoe contest using pumpkins.
When does that happen?
October 14th and 15th of this year, every year, second week of October.
I'm going to have to write
it's
that.
Really, it's fun.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, look it up. It's cool.
That is hilarious. So they hollow out the pumpkins and then they canoe the pumpkins down the river.
Yep. They jump in with a paddle and they have a race.
Brian, you are blowing Jane's mind right now.
I've lived here most of my life, Brian, and I never knew about this. And I'm 63 years old, and I feel like I've been cheated out of this experience for all of these years when it was right in our own backyard.
Right.
Any other tips for people who are listening? If they're thinking about it, they're slightly tempted, they want to learn more.
Well, if you hear of a show in the neighborhood, and there's 4 or 5 in Wisconsin, a couple in Minnesota, whatever, go seek them out. You'll be blown away. I mean, when you see kids just, gosh, go, oh, my gosh, and they look at that. Kids are also 30 years old, 50 years old, 63-year-old, because it brings the kids out of you when you see them things. They're amazing. I think they put smiles on people's faces. If we can spread a little joy doing it that way, I'm all for it.
Well, and I would think that's how you get people hooked into trying to grow giant pumpkins, right? You wake up that child part and decide, I think I want to try doing that. That looks like fun.
Even if you had a small seed, an Atlantic giant seed, you plant it in the garden normally, you could get a 400 to 500 to 700 pound pumpkin. The genetics have gone so good, you know, and just do common sense gardening. it's easy to have a pumpkins over 300, 400, 500 pounds.
And then when you're handling them, do you have to have a backhoe or something?
Yes. So when they're that big, it usually takes a couple guys, a skid steer or telehandler, skid steer. Some have some homemade jacks, but we have what's called a lift ring, and we send straps around the outside. We have a bottom rope around where we cinch it, and so when the skid steer picks up the pumpkin, the straps cinch against the pumpkin, lifts it up, and then we put a pallet under it, and then put it on our trailer.
That's got to be pretty. That's got to be pretty tense when you're moving those things.
It's very tense. It is. Yeah. It's very nerve-wracking.
I'm sure.
Look underneath to see everything's good. Get it on the pallet. Unfortunately, I bought a new trailer, which is what I call pumpkin money, a couple years ago. It was 6.5 feet wide. Well, Macy wouldn't fit on it. I had to go get a U-Haul truck.
You had to rent a truck to move your pumpkin.
Yep.
That's dedication, yep. Brian.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, definitely. That is a good problem to have. Well, congratulations. What a happy, fun, wonderful story. And we will have a link to the article. There was a WPR did an article, or MSNBC had an article on you, so you can see pictures of Brian and Macy and all the related things in our show notes. Give us a chance to get those up after the show ends. Brian Matthewitz, continued growing success, my friend. And
oh, I see what you did there.
Next year, I'm going to meet you at the pumpkin race when they're going down the river.
I probably won't do that. I don't know how to swim.
Just hang on really tight. That thing will carry you all the way. Thank you so much, Brian.
There you go.
Take care.
Yeah, all the best to you guys, too.
You as well. Thanks, Brian. So much. Oh, I love stuff like that. Greg Bach.
I love watching you like this.
But again, what a great way to meet people. What a great way to develop some community. It's a happy, fun, clean living kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I do love the community aspect of, like, we give the seeds away. People's records are made to be broken. We need to...
And we share tips and
exactly.
We share, you know, we share suggestions and stuff like that. So it reminded me, we've talked too about some of the smaller brewers in town who will also do that. So,
yeah. The brewing community, if you're worth your salt, it's a great community.
And so are the pumpkin people.
Yeah.
Go pumpkin people. Thank you so much to everyone who joined us today. Thank you to Kristen Bry. Thank you, Brian Matthewitz and Macy. Greg Bach, of course. Love you, my dear. We will see you tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for the Todd Allbaugh Show coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. The list of hostages is set, and now so is the timeline. Officials in Qatar, who have been acting as a go-between with Hamas, Israel, and the U.S. in negotiations, say a pause in fighting in Gaza will begin tomorrow at 7 a.m. local time. Later that day, Hamas will release the first batch of hostages. Israeli forces say they found tunnels beneath Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital, where Hamas ran a command center. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Tel Aviv.
We've learned that the Israeli military has detained the director of Al-Shifa hospital. It's unclear why at this point. And while the Israeli military showed us what appears to be part of a sophisticated network of tunnels right beneath the hospital, we did not see evidence of what they have said are the command and control complexes. But Israel says it will stay at Al-Shifa and continue the search there.
The 97th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade wrapping up in New York City. 16 giant character balloons, part of today's lineup. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media.